This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden flew over some of the worst-hit areas in northern Florida from Hurricane Idalia this past week, then set out on a walking tour in a city recovering from the storm. Later at a news briefing at a local elementary school, he told Florida residents the government had their back.
And from the moment this storm hit, federal search and rescue teams helped people whose homes were surrounded by water. And now the storm has passed, and you're dealing with what's left in its wake. And we're not going anywhere, the federal government. We're here to help the state as long as it takes.
Absent was Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican presidential candidate, who declined to join Biden after he suggested that the Democrats' presence could hinder disaster response efforts. Biden, when asked about his rival's absence, said he was not disappointed by the turn of events, saying DeSantis had been helping plan this tour. North Korea state media said Saturday the nation conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill earlier in that day, including two long-range cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads.
In a statement, North Korea state media, KCNA, reported the drill was conducted in response to Allied exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, which concluded earlier this week. The state media report said the drill was carried out to, quote, warn the enemies of the actual nuclear war danger, as Pyongyang again vowed to build up its military deterrence against Washington and South Korea. The joint annual summertime exercises between South Korea and the U.S., known as the Ulchi Freedom Shield, came to a close Thursday after an 11-day run featuring air drills with B-1B bombers. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Nobel Foundation has withdrawn its controversial invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
The foundation had invited representatives of the three countries to attend, changing its position from a year earlier. It said the invitations promoted opportunities to convey the important messages of the Nobel Prize to everyone. However, several Swedish lawmakers threatened to boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremony in Stockholm in response. Many cited Russia's war in Ukraine and Iran's crackdown on human rights as legitimate reasons for their boycott. I'm Karen Chamas.
Following quick on the suspense or success of its unmanned moon landing, India's space agency launched a rocket Saturday to study the sun and the first such solar mission. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
It aims to study solar winds that can cause disturbances on Earth, commonly seen as auroras. Scientists clapped during the Indian Space Research Organization's live broadcast as a rocket left a trail of smoke and fire in its wake on Saturday. India's space agency later said on the social media platform X that the satellite was now in orbit. Named after the Hindi word for the sun, the Aditya L-1 spacecraft took flight barely a week after India beat Russia to become the first country to land on the south pole of the moon. The Aditya L-1 is designed to travel 930,000 miles over 4 months, far short of the sun, which is around 93 million miles from Earth. Scientists hope to learn more about the effects of solar radiation on the thousands of satellites in orbit.
Taiwan's government is racing to counter China, buying nearly $19 billion in military equipment from the United States and extending military conscription from men to a year starting in 2024. But many people on the island say they don't feel the threat. That may be partly due to the nuanced view many Taiwanese hold of China. While polls show most on the island reject the idea of reunification, many say that they're attracted to their much larger neighbors' dynamic economy, shared language and culture. Others are simply numb to hearing about the threat in their backyard. Pope Francis joined Mongolian shamans, Buddhist monks, and the Russian Orthodox priests to highlight the role that the religions can play in forging world peace. He presided over an interfaith meeting on Sunday that underlined Mongolia's tradition of religious tolerance. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.